This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. The Prime Minister will proclaim the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states in a short while from now. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Earlier, the Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the conference in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Naidu was elected the chairman of the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation. He called for strategic investments in the Asia-Pacific aviation infrastructure to accommodate 3.5 billion annual passengers by 2035. He emphasized that India aims to increase women's participation in the aviation workforce to 25% by 2025. Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today said that India is ushering in an exciting time for a biotechnology-based bio-revolution. Addressing the Global Bio India 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said that a bio-revolution could have the same impact for India that the IT revolution once had for the Western world. Talking about the Global Bio India 2024, the minister said it would serve as a business networking platform for various entities. The Global Bio India 2024 is a major international congregation of biotechnology stakeholders, showcasing India's biotech growth and opportunities to the world. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asserted that the country's defence sector is moving ahead rapidly with the new resolve of self-reliant India. The minister was speaking after witnessing an air show organised during the second phase of the Tarang Shakti exercise, the largest multinational air exercise underway at Jodhpur in Rajasthan today. The defence minister said Tarang Shakti is aimed at showcasing country's military capabilities and strengthening international cooperation among the participating nations. The Indian Army's contingent has departed today for the fifth edition of India-Oman Joint Military Exercise Al-Najah in Salalah, Oman. The defence ministry said that the Indian Army contingent is comprising of 60 personnel and has been represented by a battalion of the Mechanized Infantry Regiment, while the Royal Army of Oman contingent also comprises of 60 personnel, which will be represented by the troops of the Frontier Force. The ministry said that the aim of the joint exercise is to enhance joint military capability of both sides to undertake counter-terrorism operations. The Ayush Ministry has resolved more than 1,300 public grievances under the Special Campaign 3.0. The ministry said that the campaign was aimed at improving and maintaining cleanliness in the workplace. It also disposed various pending issues, including 33 references from members of parliament, 18 parliament assurances, and 187 public grievance appeals. The ministry is now gearing up for the Special Campaign 4.0. Under the upcoming campaign, the Ayush Ministry will promote a clean and waste-free India through a pledge administered to all its officials. Communist Party of India Marxist General Secretary Sitaram Yechury passed away today after prolonged illness. The 72-year-old veteran leader breathed his last at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi. He had been on respiratory support over the past few days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with the Indian contingent that participated in the Paris Paralympics. Mr. Modi congratulated the medalists and participants for their performance in the prestigious sporting event. India achieved its best ever performance in the Paralympics by winning 29 medals, comprising 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze medals. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia and the President of the Paralympic Committee of India, Devendra Jhajaria, were present during the interaction. In hockey, defending champions India defeated Korea 3-1 to register their fourth consecutive win at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament at Hulunbuir, China. Arijit Singh Hundal and skipper Harmanpreet Singh were the goal scorers for India against the Koreans. And that is the end of this news bulletin.